One, two. Your youngest child was a teenager in the 50s. What did she and you think of Elvis Presley?
Oh, we both liked him. We watched him on television and bought his records. And we thought he was just out of this world.
Compared to the other wars, what did you think of the Vietnam War?
Well, I think they were all, it's just about the same as our wars, but at least our wars is declared a war, and the Vietnam War was never declared a war.
What do you think about the youth or the hippies of the 60s?
Well, I think the youth's about the same now as they were back when I was raising my children. And I have 34 grandchildren, and so far I haven't had a hippie. I guess the long hair's all right, but I just can't get used to looking at it, especially when they're tied back in a ponytail. You just can't tell the girls and the boys, and most of them look so dirty. It may be clean, but they sure look dirty.
Okay, who would you say was your favorite president?
Well, in Roosevelt time, I guess he was, because I voted for him 4 times. In the last couple of years, I think Kennedy was. I liked him.
Why?
Oh, he was just so, well, when he gave his interviews on TV, he was so pleasant to all the reporters. And I think he did the best he could with what was dumped in his lap.
What did you think of his assassination?
Well, I didn't like that. I thought that was a horrible thing.
How about the two others that followed, Kings and Robert Kennedy?
Well, that was terrible, too. I didn't see any use for any of it.
When did you start driving cars?
Oh, I guess it was about 27, 28. Your grandfather bought cars. We never had a new one, one new one during our lifetime. We always had old car, and he's a mechanic and kept running good. So he taught me how to drive. And one day he took me downtown on Pennsylvania Avenue at lunchtime and told me to drive, and I was driving, I almost went in a manhole. So that ended my driving for a while, but I finally did get my license to drive, and I've been driving ever since.
And how about airplanes? When did you first, do you remember?
Well, I used to take the children to the airport to see the planes go up and down, but I didn't ride on one about 4 or 5 years ago. I didn't care for it. Didn't want to ride on it, but my oldest son-in-law took me all out west to Utah and Arizona and Idaho. Then I flew to Alabama and flew on home. And since that time, I've flown to Alabama on a plane, but this year I went on a train. I don't like airplanes.
So you like trains?
I like trains. Mm-hmm. Or buses. I made an awful lot of trips to Alabama on a Greyhound bus.
Did you have telephones down in Alabama?
Oh, yes, we had telephones. They were great, one of these great big old-fashioned telephones. And everybody had a certain ring. You had to crank the handle to turn it. Like ours, I think, was 3 long rings. But it was on the parlor line, so every time anybody else got a call, we picked up and eavesdropped. So I've always had a telephone. Never been without.
And they improved through the years.
Oh, yes.
Like, when, do you remember when the improvement started or came?
No, after I came to Washington, they had different phones. But I don't remember. I still don't have a push-button phone like most people have. I just have old dial system.
How about washing machines and dryers?
Well, I didn't have one of those till sometime in the 30s, then we got one. It was electric. But it had a wooden tub in it. It was all secondhand. I never had a new one. But they've improved through the times, too. The one I have now is very good. It's electric. It's small. Sears model, but it does me all right.
How about lighting? And down in Alabama on the farm, what kind of lighting did you
have? Oh, we had coral lamps. That's all I ever had to study by. Later years, after I'd been up here years and years, they put in electricity down there, running down the farm. But when I was growing up, we had lanterns and coal oil lamps. That's what I studied by.
What do you think of the Watergate?
Well, I just think it's a horrible experience. And I know I was shocked, and I guess a lot of people were shocked to find out how crooked our government is. And all those brilliant men was mixed up in the Watergate affair, lawyers and everything. I think it's a shame to waste an education like that. And I'm glad, well, I'm sorry my grandchildren had to find it out, but I'm glad my children are old enough to understand maybe.